Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I am Ishadrita Lahiri, principal correspondent with the Print, and today we will be discussing what poll strategist Prashant Kishore's plans are in Bihar. Now, Prashant Kishore has been in the news recently for first being in talks with the Congress party to join the party, and then his subsequent falling out with the party, at least for the time being, which ended with Kishore declining the Congress's offer. But on Monday morning, a tweet by Kishore made headlines once again, with the strategist saying that he will be turning the next page in his political journey and that his next move will begin in Bihar. Kishore's tweet read, and I quote, "My quest to be a meaningful participant in democracy and help shape pro-people policy led to a 10-year roller coaster ride. As I turn the page, time to go to the real masters, the people, to better understand the issues and the path to Jan Suraj, people's good governance. Shuruaat Bihar se," he added, or "it starts from Bihar." Cryptic, right? Well, yes. But the Print spoke to some well-placed sources to try and figure out what Prashant Kishore's plan was. A well-placed source in the know for Kishore's next move said that this tweet essentially has three parts. The first part is about Kishore's journey so far, where he has helped institute, or at least tried to help institute, pro-people policies, said the source. And that journey, as Kishore says, has been a roller coaster. Next, the source explained, Kishore talks about a people's model of governance, meaning unlike a Gujarat model or a Delhi model, a pro-people model of governance will involve feedback from the people on how they want to be governed. Jan Suraj is the term Kishore has used for this, different from the Gandhian Jan Swaraj, which means self-governance. Jan Suraj, as Kishore has translated in his tweet, means people's good governance, and they are the real masters, quote-unquote, who will, quote-unquote, show the path. Finally, Kishore says, the source explained, that this path starts from Bihar, but that doesn't mean it stops there. Based on how things pan out in the coming days, it may go across the country, the source added. Another important clarification that the source made is that the tweet doesn't necessarily mean that Kishore has announced his political party. They said that Kishore, much like what he has said, is looking to the people to guide him on what his best role would be, whether as a politician leading a party or an activist or something else. The Print has also learned that Kishore is on a 3 to 4 day visit to Bihar, which began on Sunday, 1st May. Another source involved in organizing his trip said that his schedule is packed with meetings, and while some of these meetings are with politicians, most are with members of the civil society who are contributing to the community in some way. Explaining how these meetings were planned, the source explained further. They said, for example, if there's a doctor in a village or town who's built the biggest hospital there and some other doctor who offers consultations for, say, 10 rupees, the latter would be someone Kishore would like to meet. On 2nd May last year, after Kishore and his political consultancy firm, IPAC, helped the Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress register a crushing defeat against the BJP in West Bengal, Kishore had said that he was quitting the consultancy space as well as IPAC. While Kishore's exact relationship with IPAC is still unclear, the Print has learned that since last month, a team of over 100 IPAC employees have been deployed across Bihar and have been working on Kishore's future plan, which sources say he will reveal at a press conference on 5th May. A functional IPAC office has also opened up in Patna. That's all I have for you right now, but we will be watching the developments in this space very closely in the days to come and bring you all the latest. This is Ishadrita Lahiri, principal correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's reporters. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.